Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August the 29th, 1820, two articles appeared in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette that illustrate life in Bridgetown in those days, a city and a time where some enjoyed lives of leisure and amusement, while others languished in suffering and despair. First, the lives of leisure and amusement. An advertisement for the Theatre Royal on this day in 1820 reported that a double bill would be staged the following evening of the celebrated farce The Citizen, to be followed by the grand romance of Timour the Tartar, with all the splendid and costly scenery, dress and etc., including wonderful displays of docility and grand manoeuvring by the cavalry. In the latter play, the advert promised, in the combat between Kerim and Sanballat, the horse of the former will take part and assist his master by dragging the latter completely from the saddle. And when Sanballat is in the point of rushing up to stab Kerim, this noble animal will leap the barriers and dart furiously before him. Sanballat stabs the horse, which instantly falls dead on the stage. As if this dramatic spectacle were not enough, the advert also promised that in the grand battle scene, when Zerilda throws herself into the water, the horse will instinctively and alone rush into the stream after her. She mounts and returns, finally making her escape by tremendous leaps up the cascades. Meanwhile, a notice on the front page of the same paper on that day listed 12 Negroes who were runaway slaves who had been confined in the cage in Bridgetown in plain view of passers-by. Those confined were listed as Edmund, Prince, Lear, Ellick, Barrow, James, Lucy, William Fortune, Queen, James Prince, Tom, and Robert. The owners of each of the imprisoned slaves were also listed, and they were asked to send to this place of confinement at least once a week when such as have been lodged here can be delivered to them. The notice was signed J. Sidney, Cage Keeper. The cage was made of wood and wire and had been established in Bridgetown in 1688. For many years it was located at the top of Broad Street, close to the area now occupied by the Chiffette restaurant. According to the plaque that marks the spot, in 1818 the cage was moved to the pierhead due to the stench and noise made by the slaves, which it was felt presented a poor image of the island's capital. We can only wonder how many of the owners of the runaways confined in the cage on this day in 1820 would be too busy enjoying the spectacle at the Theatre Royal to collect their human property.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.